Our interview, our community contact interview with the Baldwin Humane Society and Executive Director Abby Pruitt, but we are so distracted by the cutest, most playful kitten ever. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
This is Billy Joel.
Billy Joel, that's right. Yep.
Oh, how did you come upon that name?
You know, the staff named him. I think we all just really liked Billy Joel, and he was so cute. He just needed a special name because he's got such a little personality.
We really should have a video going.
I know. I tried to take one a minute
ago. He is running all across the studio countertops, across my control boards. He's playing with paper clips. He's playing with reading glasses. He's playing with the microphone cover. Oh! And he just took a fall.
Oh, no, he's recovered. Yeah, he is. He's all kitten, and he's really fun and friendly and sweet and cuddly, and I think he's having the best day of his life here at the studio. So, now,
everybody, please go to our Facebook page or the Baldwin Humane Society's page, and you can see a picture of Billy Joel. Yeah, this reminds me of entertainment from a baby. You know,
yeah.
I recently got to hang out for a few days in Charlotte, North Carolina, with my five-month-old grandson, and all the adults do is just watch the baby.
Yeah.
And kittens are just about that entertaining.
Yep.
He is just zipping around having a ball.
He's now, having a good old time.
He's got that classic gray and stripe. What do you call that?
We call him a tabby, but okay. He's got kind of the more spotted tabby than striped. So he almost looks like one of those, you know, fancy Bengal cats. He's got an air of fanciness about him, I think.
He really is beautiful.
He is.
And tell us his story. How old is he? How long has he been with y'all? How did he find y'all?
So Billy is special in that we've had him since he was an itty-bitty baby. He's still a baby. He's only about eight, nine weeks old right now, but we got him at about 1 week. Somebody just found him underneath a dumpster at a local business.
Oh.
Brought him to us, and one of our staff fed him until he was a little bit, you know, big enough to be without being hand fed. So he's really social and friendly, and you know, that's the great thing about caring for them since they're little babies. They're, you know, really friendly to people, and you know, he's used to a lot of attention. So,
and he will get it.
Yes, he's going to be the center of attention no matter what. Yeah, that's very true.
So, how do we go about adopting Billy Joel or another animal?
Sure. Well, there's a couple ways. You can go to our website at baldwinhumane.org and look at our available animals. If there's one you like, you can fill out an adoption application. And then that goes to our adoption center manager, and she'll set up a time for you to come in. We also, 7 days a week, if you want to go see our cats, we have adoptable cats at Pet Sense in Fairhope, which is next to the Big Lots. And we also have cats at Pet Supermarket in Daphne, which is next to the Publix in Daphne. And we also have the next, not this weekend, but the next two following weekends, we'll have adoption events off-site. So there'll be lots of opportunities to come see all of our babies.
Are you going
to
talk on the radio for us?
No, I'm going to.
Look at me. Where's your camera?
So cute.
He's got his paws up to the microphone like he's going to talk. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Billy! I did. I
so
got
cute.
Some good ones. Man, you are just full of it. He's so full of himself.
And he doesn't want to be held too terribly long because he's curious as a cat.
He says, I gotta check out everything.
Too many things he has to see.
I got to check out these earphones and these wires. Yeah, he's so fun. Whoever adopts him is going to have a lot of fun. If you're looking for like a fun summer, you know, project, take Billy Joel.
And now, you brought him in a crate, so is he accustomed to being in a crate for any length of time?
Yeah, I mean, he's, as much as we, you know, love letting him run around and play at the adoption center, he has spent a lot of his early life, you know, in a kennel environment, and he's very, very well adjusted.
Now he's going for my computer mouse.
He does have some other kitten friends that he plays with, so he's very friendly with other cats and dogs. And
oh, he is just precious.
Somebody has got to adopt this baby. You are too funny.
So tell us what's going on with the Humane Society. Do you have any fundraisers coming up? Do you need volunteers, et cetera?
Yeah, always. Our big thing, like I said, we've got some events coming up. The soonest ones, which are on our Facebook page, I believe, maybe not on our main website, are we're going to be at Pet Sense on May the 14th from 10 to 1 with our adoptable dogs and cats. And then the following day on Sunday the 15th from 1 to 4, we're going to be at the Fairhope Brewing Company, which will be a really fun event. Come have a couple drinks, see a couple of cats and dogs.
Did you already tell me that? Because I was playing with a cat and distracted.
No. No. But yeah, volunteers are huge. We, like everybody else, I think, now that COVID is done and everybody's back to normal, we have gotten so busy in a good way, you know, events and a lot of animals coming in. So we're in dire need of volunteers in all places, in the adoption center, in the office, in the resale shop. So, you know, especially teenagers, if you're looking for a summer volunteer, as long as you're 16, you can come volunteer with us. So reach out and work with us.
And they can actually put that on their resume.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
Gain some experience and some good information for their resume.
Yeah, and it's not just, you know, cleaning animal areas. We also need help answering phones and data entry and retail. So you can get a lot of good. Oh, yeah, he's looking at people through the window.
All of the animals that come loved it. We have these ceiling to floor windows. They're like little cubby holes, if you will. And all of the animals like to get up in the window, and he just saw a dog,
yep.
A lady walking her dog go by. He like almost jumped through the glass to be with them, I think.
Yeah, he's already gone on to something else. Now he's playing with a microphone
the
cap.
The attention span of a fly or a kitten are both the same.
Exactly. Gosh, he is cute, isn't he?
Though? He really is. Yeah. You just have the best job ever. I don't know how you don't have 100 animals at home.
Well, my cat, Spooky, has made me promise no more. She's like, no more, so I've agreed.
That's funny. So what kind of a capacity do you have at the Humane Society now?
Oh, that's a great question. So we can usually have tops about 40 to 50 animals in our facility at any given time, and we usually have 15 to 20 in foster. So we hover around 60, 70 animals in our program at any one time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And tell us about fostering, because I know some people may feel, I just don't know if I'm ready for an animal at this stage in my life. Fostering is a good way to find out.
Yeah, fostering is great. And really depending on what you're looking for, if you're looking for, you know, kittens to foster for 3 or 4 weeks until they're big enough to adopt, or maybe an older dog who's not really doing well in the kennel but just needs somewhere to hang out till they get adopted. And there's no pressure. You know, if you take a foster animal home and it's not working out, or, you know, it's a process, and we just appreciate people working with us, and it can be very rewarding, you know, helping an animal find their forever home. I've done it. I also have been a foster failure, so it's the best way to fail, you know.
I was gonna say foster failure means you keep the dog.
Yeah,
you
the dog never
it,
comes
or the
back.
Cat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have lost some great fosters to foster failure, but we encourage it also. So adoption's always great.
Then there's others that are like regular fosters, mm-hmm. and they'll foster during that period of need, and then okay, send me the next one.
Exactly. Like we have some fosters that only want to do senior dogs with medical issues. Like that's the only
oh,
thing they
how
do.
Oh, lovely.
I know. So that if that's your niche, if that's what you want to do, you know. And to me, that's really rewarding. The older dogs really get me because they're like, why am I here?
Right, right.
So they really tug at your heartstrings, mm-hmm. And we like to get them out of the kennel when we can.
So the Baldwin Humane Society is not funded by Baldwin County.
No.
That's one reason I guess you dropped the name county that was included in the title. So where does the funding come from?
Fundraisers, like our big fundraisers closer to the end of the year, the Hound Dog Music Fest in October and our Soiree by the Bay in December. And then donations from the public, general donations. We get some grants, but mostly it's just from individual citizens in the community.
All right, it's like a toddler. I don't hear him or see him. Where is he?
He's in the window. He's in the window. I'm not doing anything bad. I was also suspicious, though. So.
Yeah. When it suddenly gets quiet and still, better see what they're doing.
Yeah, right. Or he's falling asleep.
Okay.
But
what else do you want to tell us about the Baldwin Humane Society?
I would remind everyone that this time of year, we are getting lots and lots and lots of calls about litters of puppies and kittens being born that don't necessarily have any homes to go to. So we want to remind people about our low-cost spay-neuter vouchers on our website that anyone can purchase. It is $50 for a male cat, $60 for a female cat, $80 for a male dog, $90 for a female dog. That covers the entire cost of the surgery at a participating vet clinic. You can buy those on our website. And I know it is still an expense, but in the long run, it's so beneficial for you and your pet, if you can, to do it.
Yes.
So.
And what about when someone calls and says, I have a litter, or I found a litter.
Mm-hmm.
If there's an animal that needs a home, how does that process work? Can you help?
Yeah, a lot of times, because there are such a large number of requests we get, a lot of times we'll work with people and say, hey, if we agree to help you get this mom, dog or cat spayed or neutered, can you hold on to the babies until they're big enough for us to adopt out? Because they have to be 12 weeks, so that can be the tricky part. So as long as people are willing to work with us, most of the time we can help, but it's kind of a community effort when you've
okay.
got lots of puppies and kittens out there. So
So they need to call mm-hmm. or go online, and let's yeah. get those numbers and addresses.
So our phone number is 251-928-4585.
And 928-4585.
Mm-hmm. And our website is just baldwinhumane.org.
baldwinhumane.org. And the Uptail Resale Shop, which is next door. What are those hours again?
They right now are Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 2.
Okay.
With second Saturdays, but we're working very hard to get back to more normal hours of 10 to 6 and most Saturdays. So stay tuned.
And a friend of mine told me y'all are having a sale.
Yes, a 25% off sale store-wide. I'm not sure how long it's going to go, but it is happening now. So they okay. should hit. Ow, sorry, he's biting my leg.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to Abby Pruitt with the Baldwin Humane Society. She brought the cutest, feistiest little kitten named Billy Joel. And he is a gray and black tabby type with big blue eyes. You can see his picture on our Facebook page and on the Baldwin Humane Society Facebook page as he races around the console countertop and plays with anything that he could imagine to be a toy, even a paperclip. Well, thank you so much, Abby.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, and we encourage everyone to volunteer, foster, or adopt, if you can, with the Baldwin Humane Society, joining us the first Thursday of each month. If you missed part of this interview and you want to tell a friend, you can listen to it later at WABF1480.com. It is 834 and 75 degrees.
From the Spring Hill Toyota Traffic Center, updating your Thursday morning commute, and Mobile Police on the scene of a new fender bender, Leroy Stevens at